نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، اللهم ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Are you a proud Muslim? Is the title of my khutbah. Are you a proud Muslim? Actually, the title of the khutbah was formed, or was designed to be a question, but it is not meant to be a question. It's like a teasing style. When you say, hey, are you a man? Say, yes, of course. Actually, the reason why I'm asking myself and my respected brothers and sisters this question, so that to remind myself and my respect to the brothers and sisters that yes, you must be a proud Muslim. And actually, I'm standing here in this blessed time, inshallah, to tackle the following point. Why should I be proud Muslim? Are you? Yes, definitely you must. The common sense. Next question, the natural consequence. Okay, we will agree with you. We want to be proud Muslims. Why? Tell me why. Brothers and sisters, the two main reasons, wallahu a'lam, to the best of my knowledge, why I should be proud is the following. But before I highlight the two main reasons, to the best of my knowledge, I must bring your attention to something. Anyone has something valuable must be proud of it. And there's a big difference between being proud and being arrogant. You can be proud with highest level of being humble as well. تواضع مع الافتخار. But has nothing to do with arrogance. It's completely prohibited to be arrogant. I'm talking about feeling proud. Proud now, it's a positive feeling. Because you know that you have something valuable. You have a treasure. You have the best, not one of, but the best gift Allah has given to human beings during the history of humanity, which is His book, His religion, His constitution, His system. Final, it's just with us. Why not to be proud if you are having the best? Now, this is the first reason. The first reason why I should be proud, simply because you, I, we, all of us, we have the truth. I'm not talking that everyone is following the truth. In theory, Allah has blessed us by giving us the truth. What do I mean by the truth? Simple 5-7 questions. The answer for these questions has troubled human beings during the history and millions. And in our recent time, hundreds of thousands on yearly basis, they commit suicide because they don't know how to tackle these questions. Simple questions. Who am I? Why I am here? Who brought me to existence? What's supposed to happen with me next? When I leave this place, what will happen? Depending on what? Why? You know these simple questions? These simple questions that a schoolboy, if he's a true Muslim, that was raised up in a Muslim house, he has the full answer. Who are you? I'm part of the creation of the great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana makhluq. Who created you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Verily, indeed, I have not created the human being but to worship me, with the general meaning of worship, not the ritual worship now. Ritual worship is small part of the meaning of ibadah. Ibadah in Arabic means al-inqiyad wal-khudu' al-tamu lillahi ta'ala duna adna shart. The full obedience, full submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any kind of preconditions. But what will happen next? You will, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. Part of what I believe, this great God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, has created me to worship Him with the general meaning, full obedience. What's next? You will pass away at any moment. No one on earth knows when except Him. It's Him who decides when. But what's next? There's alam al-barzakh. What is the barzakh? The barrier between two things. We believe in three main houses. Dar al-dunya, worldly life. Alam al-barzakh, where souls will be kept till the day of judgment. Day of judgment will start with the, you know, everything, everyone will die. The resurrection congregation, which is al-ba'th wa al-nushur. Then the accountability, al-muhasaba. For everything I did, I said, everything, then either the paradise, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let every one of you be from the people of the paradise, or the hell fire, God forbid, as Allah an yu'idana minha. You know, I did it now. I gave you the answers and the questions with less than 5 minutes. Not knowing how to deal with these questions has led thousands and millions to commit suicide. Give you a very quick example. Highest level of suicide committing on earth for the last 20 or 25 years is Sweden. Do you think because of poverty, for example? Do you think so? Definitely no. Highest level of income for the individual on earth, it's in Sweden. Highest level of suicide, highest level of income for an individual. 20 years ago, it was $7,000 for the person per month. 20 years. Second highest level of suicide committing on earth is in Japan. Because they are stupid, do you think? No. They are one of the cleverest nations on earth. Poverty? No. It's not a problem of money. It's not a problem of poverty. Amazingly, when you tackle one of the amazing, I'm trying to analyze what's the problem in Sweden. One of the things that I can pick and I can analyze, wallahu alam. If you go to the BBC website, you search something, you will be amazed to know that 82% of Swedish people, they are atheists. 82. They don't believe in anything beyond this worldly life. Highest level of income, all kind of pleasures, all kind of whatever you can imagine and you can't imagine. But Oti, what's next? Nothing. No answer. Commit suicide. Let me finish this disaster. That's why when I say, because we have the truth, alhamdulillah, you must be proud. You know, I'm not saying by knowing, definitely you will follow. This is another question. Kuffar Makkah, they knew the truth, but they refused. That's why they were declared as kuffar. Because they know. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them, O Muhammad, who created the samawat wal ard, the heavens and the earth, definitely they will answer, it's Allah. So you know him, yes, okay. Follow what he is commanding you to do. Sorry, we will not. By this, so I'm talking now, alhamdulillah, we have the truth, but next point, we need to take it, to accept it, to embrace it, to live accordingly. This is the first reason. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yubarik lana. Now the second reason why you should be proud. Dear respected brothers and sisters, I think you know better than me. I'm just still a guest. I'm a visitor to this country. Those who were raised in this country, like your, most of you, you know that the media, East and West, 24/7, you know, like the hammering, you know, all the time they are attacking, making lies, you know, Muslims and Islam, making, you know, magnifying things, maximizing things. This, psychologically speaking, unfortunately, could lead some people to deny their identity. Because all the time, the media, Islam, Muslims, Muslim, terrorism, terrorism, Islam, Muslims, some of them, they will feel shy to grow the beard. Some of them, she will feel shy to wear the hijab. Some of them, he will feel shy to pray in front of the people. He will count to 100 before telling them, I'm sorry, I can't have the meeting while you are drinking because it's haram in my religion to sit with someone who's drinking alcohol. You know, I could lose my job. You know, I can't say, tell them, oh, I'm sorry, I can't have the meeting in that place because, you know, I can't have our meeting next to the swimming pool, you know, naked people, you know, with the bikini, they are swimming and I can't. It's haram. I am not supposed to look at these things. You know, I keep silent. Why? Because I feel shy. Why I feel shy? Because of the hammering of the media all the time, Islam, Muslim, Islam, Muslims. Now I prefer, God forbid, I ask not to let anyone of you, but it's my job, our job, to keep reminding, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the amazing ayah, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعْهُ. Americans? Somalians? Pakistani? Arabs? No, believers. تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is why khutbah al-jum'ah is compulsory, why it's fard, to keep reminding. So why I'm talking, be careful. You have the best system on earth. It's Quran and Islam. Don't ever let shaitan or the weakness or whatever happened with you, let you deny the greatness of what you have. Don't ever. Wallahi, you will be committing a crime against yourself because Allah has blessed you by giving you this beautiful, great bounty, this ni'mah, this blessed things. So don't accept from yourself this. Now, because of the limitation of the time, this is the justification for why I decided to talk about why should I be proud Muslim. I will give you a very quick story about how amazing the barakah, the blessing, the power, the backing, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to someone when he is proud of what his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given him. 3 years ago, I was invited to North Italy, to Milano, to deliver at the last 10 days of Ramadan, to deliver a number of speeches in Asr and Taraweeh prayer. One of the cities around Milano, I gave the khatira at the Taraweeh. When I finished, one of the imam, he said, you know, I gave him a story about something I know about written. I finished my PhD in the UK in comparative religions and Christian-Muslim relations. So I was telling them about a Muslim guy who came from London and he became a Muslim. It was a very nice story. My story provoked the memory of the imam. Then he said, please, I beg your pardon, I need you to sit again. The doctor, he provoked my memory to tell you something. Then, subhanAllah, by the will of Allah, I was very happy to know the following story. He said, many years ago, I forgot how many years, it happened in Italy that a very rich Italian businessman, he was going to a meeting to one of the buildings, it happened that this meeting could take him a long time, maybe 10, 11, 12 at night. And it happened that he's a heavy smoker. He smokes. So he looked to his pocket, he has just 2 or 3. So within the meeting, cigarettes will finish. And he is really addict on smoking. So what can I do? If I go to search or to buy some cigarettes, I will lose the meeting. Meeting means money, and I have a lot of commitments. You know, in the world of business, no one can tolerate these things. So what shall I do? Because most of the places, they are closed after 5 or 6 in Italy. So what shall I do? Then he remembered that some Moroccan brothers who came to Italy illegally, and some of them are seeking the rizq, and some of them, you know, old men sometimes, because they are illegal residents in Italy, they work at night. So they have this kind of small tables or small booth. They, you know, sell simple things, just seeking the rizq, the halal rizq, the sustenance to help their families back in Morocco. He said, oh, good, no problem. I catch the meeting, then I go and buy cigarettes. And I always make a pause here. I'm not promoting cigarettes. Okay? So it's just, I'm narrating the story as is. By the way, I'm a doctor in Islamic studies, and I'm with the opinion that smoking is haram, hookah is haram, all kinds of other things, all of these things is haram. I believe in this, okay? So, but I'm narrating this story as is. We go back to the story. Now, because some people might believe, they say, the sheikh was talking about smoking, which is good. Because smoking is the main point in this story, unfortunately. Now, we come back. He finished his meeting late at night. As he expected, he came to the street in 1-2 minutes. Late at night, he found a Moroccan guy, very old, maybe 70 years, buying something, including cigarettes. Look what happened now. Please use the faculty of imagination to imagine what happened. Now, he took the cigarette, he gave him the euro. The Moroccan guy, there is something very beautiful habit in Morocco and Egypt. When they have the money after working, they kiss the currency and they say, Alhamdulillah. It's very common in Egypt and in Morocco. He said it in Italian language. So now this Italian rich businessman said, wait. Why you are thanking God? It's me who gave you the money. He said, no, it's not you, it's him. He said, are you crazy? I've just given it to you now. He said, no, this is rizq from him. No, you, me, him, you, me, you know, it was heated up. He said, then that Moroccan guy, he was very firm in his stance. He said, look, why you are approaching me at 12 at night to buy? This is my nasib, my rizq, my share from Allah. He brought you to me to give me this money. It's not from you, it's from him. Then this very strong stance pushed that Italian guy, you know, to stand in his place. Then he said, you know something? By the way, he was not an atheist. It seems he was non-practicing Catholic Christian. Okay? So he said, you know something? I'm a rich man. I have millions. Everything. It did not come to my mind, not even once in my life, to thank God for what he has given me. And you are thanking him just for 1 euro? This pushed him to embrace Islam on the spot. SubhanAllah. Now, you feel happy? The story has not finished yet. This is not the point of the story. By Allah. This is not an interesting part of the story. Look what happened. This person, the Italian guy, decided to dedicate his life and his money to teach himself Islam and Arabic language. He mastered the skills of Arabic language. He became professional and he translated the Quran into Italian language. Now, the amazing thing, this is not the interesting part of the story as well.
The amazing part of the story, brothers, they told me that the only authentic copy of the translation of the meaning of the Quran for Muslims in Italy is just this copy. All other copies, translations by Orientalists, which is full of poison. This is the only authentic, acceptable one for Muslims if they want to tell someone about Islam. Ya Allah, look, who was the main reason of the whole issue? The Moroccan guy. By just Alhamdulillah, he was not shy to say it. He was proud to declare his identity. Asallah. أن ينفع بنا ويرحمنا أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم استغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا هو بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Can you imagine if this Moroccan guy had, God forbid, the inferiority complex that we say, okay, I will say it in Arabic, he will not understand. When he leaves, I will say it so as not to call me a backward person. No, 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 no. He just said proudly, Alhamdulillah. This is what I believe. I believe the rizq is from Allah, not from you. Not from you. Imagine if we are living the status of our life, we are living this way. What can we do by replying back and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has given us. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واهدنا واهد بنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاءك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم المسلمين والمسلمات مؤمنين والمؤمنات مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. كن معهم وخفف عنهم وانتقم من ظلمهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن معهم نصيرا يا الله ولا تكن عليهم يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Respected brothers and sisters, please, you know, this country, no one can do anything, any kind for the sake of Islam without donations. So please, be generous with your masjid in donations. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Jazakum Allah khair. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر.